Week 6, Review and Self-Advocacy. In this session, we will go over everything you have learned the past few weeks and teach you skills to help you advocate for yourself. The final session. Congratulations! You've made it to the last week of the self-management workbook. We have learned a lot. Hopefully you know more about your health condition and how to take care of yourself. In this last session, we will review information from the last 5 weeks. Then we will talk about how you can advocate for yourself in the healthcare system. Finally, we will give you some awesome resources to learn more about CKD and ways to connect with other teens like you. Week 1 Review. Introduction to the kidneys. Your kidneys do a lot of things for you. For example, your kidneys help control vitamin D for strong bones. Instruct your body to make red blood cells in your blood. Dispose of drugs. Balance acid and fluid. Eliminate waste. Send out hormones to control blood pressure. Week 2 Review. Chronic kidney disease, or CKD, and medication management. CKD is a problem with the kidneys that can get worse if it is not treated, but it can be controlled. When you have CKD, you may not feel different. It can be silent. CKD has 5 stages. If you get to stage 5, your kidneys will need extra help to work well, like dialysis or transplant. There are 2 ways to help the kidneys. One way is dialysis, a kidney machine that cleans your blood. A second way is a transplant, or a new kidney. Taking medicines is a very important part of caring for yourself with CKD. Week 3 Review. Making healthy choices. Eating right is also necessary to keep you healthy with CKD. It is important to know what foods to have more of or less of. 6 tips for eating right with CKD. 1. Eat the right amount and the right types of protein. 2. Choose foods that are healthy for your heart. 3. Choose and prepare foods with less salt and sodium. 4. Choose foods with less phosphorus, for example, lightly salted popcorn instead of peanuts. 5. Choose foods with the right amount of potassium. 6. Choose water over soda or juice. Reading food labels is very important so you know which foods are better for you. Week 4 Review. Introduction to self-management. As you get older, you will need to learn how to manage your disease without the help of your parents. This is called self-management. Things you need to know or do as you get older. Know all of your medications. Know what they are. Know how and when you take them. And know what they do. Refill your prescriptions and schedule your own doctor appointments. Ask your doctor questions when you are confused or do not know something. This makes you knowledgeable about your disease. Knowledge is powerful. Week 5 Review. Becoming independent. Health insurance helps cover your medical expenses. If you have CKD, health insurance is very important because you might need to take a lot of medicines and go to the doctor's office a lot. There are 2 types of health insurance: public health insurance and private health insurance. When you get older, you will need to find an adult doctor. To do this, you can ask your doctor for a referral. Week 5 Review Continued. Taking your medicines. A lot of people do not take their medicines because they forget, do not think anything bad can happen, do not think doctors and nurses can tell when they are not taking medications. Doctors and nurses can tell if you do not take your medications, so it is important that you take them to stay healthy. Strategies to help you remember to take your medicines include putting them in a pillbox, setting an alarm on your phone or computer, taking them at the same time you do something every day, like getting dressed or brushing your teeth. Self-advocacy. As an adult, you need to be an advocate for yourself. What is self-advocacy? Self-advocacy is many things, including learning how to speak up for yourself, making decisions about your own life, knowing what interests you, finding out who will support you in your journey, knowing your rights and responsibilities, problem solving, listening and being knowledgeable, reaching out to others for help and friendship, learning about self-determination. What is one thing that you will start doing to advocate for yourself and your health? Pause this track and take a moment to fill out an answer. Press play when you are ready to go on. Why do I need to advocate for myself? Everyone is different, and nobody knows you better than yourself. Even though your parents may have helped you a lot with living with CKD, you are getting older and probably have your own questions. It is important to know yourself and know what questions to ask your doctor. This way you can plan together for your health. Know your strengths and needs. Reflect on the following questions. What do I like to do? What am I good at? What are my best qualities? What could I use help with? Take a moment to write down your strengths. Pause this track while you're writing them down and press play when you're ready to move on. Learn about the healthcare system. Start asking questions at your doctor's appointments. Write them down before going to your appointment. Learn how to make your own doctor's appointments. Understand the process of transitioning to adult healthcare. We learned about this in the last session. Understand and learn about how your health insurance works. Knowing the healthcare system will make it easier for you to be an advocate for yourself. Be more independent. Try and start seeing your doctor on your own for some of your appointments, or let your parents attend part of the appointment. If your parent wants to stay in your appointment, then make sure you do the talking. Make sure that you are the one having the conversation with your doctor and not your parent. It might be easier to do this if you think of questions ahead of time. You can use this space to write down any questions you think of before your next doctor's visit. Press pause if you need to, and press play when you are ready to move on. Speaking up for yourself can be scary. Advocating for yourself can be a scary thing to do, especially when your parents have taken care of you your whole life. Remember that sometimes the hardest things in life can be the most rewarding. If you speak up for yourself, you will start to feel more comfortable with your doctor and with your disease overall. Connecting with other people with CKD. Starbright World, the first ever online social network for teens with chronic and life-threatening medical conditions and their siblings. Members are able to connect globally with others experiencing similar medical journeys. Visit them at www.starbrightworld.org. Victory Junction, a camp in North Carolina for kids with chronic illnesses. This is a great place to meet other teens with CKD. Check them out at www.victoryjunction.org. Ben's Friends, another online network to connect with teens with kidney disease. They have online chat rooms and Facebook pages. Check out www.bensfriends.org. Renal Support Network, a place to get information about CKD and connect with others with kidney disease. Check out www.rsnhope.org/about-rsn/. Week 6 Summary. You have learned a lot over the past 6 weeks. Congratulations on completing this program. Take all of these skills and put them to use in your everyday life and when you go to your doctor's appointments. If you still have questions about anything you learned, you can ask your doctor or nurse. Use your strengths and advocate for yourself. You will do great things. Week 6, check-in questions. Take the time you need and pause between each question. When you are ready to go on to the next question, press play. Question 1. What is self-advocacy? Question 2. True or false? Learning about the healthcare system will help you be a better self-advocate. Question 3. True or false? You should rely on your parents for the rest of your life to take care of your health condition. Question 4. Which of the following websites is somewhere that you can talk to others with CKD?